You know, I miss going in and actually seeing the students every day. It's, you know, it's a tough thing to go from seeing hundreds of people a day to literally seeing four walls every day. And it's tough to, you know, miss out on students coming in and saying, "Hey, Mr. Brown, I just saw this. Hey, Mr. Brown, I just saw that." It's, you know, I miss out on the students coming in and saying, "Mr. Brown, do we have a double period today?" You know, it's tough. You know, I think everybody's handling it differently. But it was a quick overnight change, and yeah, I would love to be back in school right now.
You're a pretty tech-savvy guy. You've done a lot of online instruction before, but how is this different when it comes to your typical online quizzes or tests or other materials?
The quizzes and tests are more or less the same as far as what I was already doing digitally. The bigger part is it's shift. I can't walk or physically walk around a classroom right now and say, you know, so-and-so, can you get back to work? So-and-so, can you focus? The responsibility of engaging with the content has shifted from me keeping students on task to purely students keeping themselves on task in whatever home environment they're in.
Right, and that's,
so I think that
might be a little more predictable for a college student who is a little more mature, but at the middle school, high school level, that's a little bit different, right?
Sure, that's a huge shift, and that goes back to kind of the, you know, asking students to make that shift overnight. You know, asking adults to make that shift overnight is a difficult thing to do, and I think everybody in the nation is grappling with that. Asking middle schoolers and high schoolers to do that is that much more, you know, they're that much further away from being at that level of responsibility and working. So it's a tough challenge, for sure.
Are teachers in your district all communicating on best ways to sort of adapt and, hey, I did it this way, this worked out for me? Are the teachers communicating even when school is not in session?
That's been one of the silver linings, actually, is seeing all of the kind of community resources that have been pulled together, all of the things that BOCES has put out, that NYSED has put out, that local teachers and within the district has been put out. Really seeing how people have kind of stepped up to do that, putting all the lunches out for students during this time has been a real big effort, and mostly that was done through volunteers, and that's still going on as of now. So that's been really cool to see.
So there's 2 months left of the semester. As far as you know, Regents are still going to happen, as far as we know. Are you making any adjustments for your own final exams as far as content that the students are actually being taught?
As far as the Regents, I'm operating under the assumption that they are going to happen just because that's what we're being told at this point. If we get to a point where that's not the case, then I will be adjusting, you know, in accordance with whatever comes down from the state or the district. I would be adjusting to fit that, I guess, culmination of the year.
And do you have any advice for parents who might be listening about what they can do to help their students learn even when they can't go to school?
That's a good one. I would say communicate. Try to find some sort of schedule that students can be following, you know, whether it be, you know, today you're working for a half an hour on this or a half an hour on that. Getting that schedule up and running and trying to keep to that schedule as much as possible, I think would help some students just kind of build those habits. And once it becomes a habit, then it's a little bit easier to continue on with.